Hey, the Lord would say to you this day, He has been allowing you to go through deep waters. And those waters have been deeper than you thought. Those waters that you have gone through and are going through, you realize that they are very deep and you cannot rely on the ground. For those waters that you go through are to cause you to rise up from the ground that would hold you down. Those waters that are deep are that you may swim by the power of my Spirit. And you have experienced that those waters have not caused you to go under or to drown. But those very waters which are deep that you're going through are the means of your survival. You're looking to me, being sustained and held, not only your own strength, but by the power and strength of the Holy Spirit that lives and resides and dwells in you, says the Lord. Those waters are for a purpose and a reason. And many are beginning to see and look that you survive in those deep waters. This is where I am glorified, says the Lord. I am glorified when you come to the end of yourself, whether it be in your own strength or mentally or psychologically. Each of you have been drawn to the end of yourself that you may draw strength from the one who lives within you. This is the very purpose that you are saved and called as overcomers. The bride can and will only make herself ready in those deep, deep waters. For in those deep waters, you never know what is happening. You never know whether they're still or those waters are boisterous. But whatever the conditions you find yourself in those deep waters, you are sustained, preserved, and kept. Why? Because this is a spiritual ark that the Lord is creating and making. And you have been brought into it in these last days, that you may survive, that I, the Lord, may have a remnant redeemed from the foundations of the world, set apart unto me. You are living in the closing hours, says the Lord. Even though it is still, and there seems to be little going on, but the Lord would say to you, this is the lull before the storm. Do not be deceived. Do not rest. Do not procrastinate. Do not take your eyes away from me and my word. This is simply the lull before the storm. For those storms are coming, says the Lord. And the righteous will discern. And the righteous will see. And the righteous will always make a right choice and decision because they walk by faith and not by sight. As you look away from self and you look away from the world and what it has to offer and you look to me and seek the kingdom, so that is where you will find your rest. That is where your refuge is. That is where you survive in these deep waters, says the Lord. And as many are going under, even those who profess my name, they will see that I am with you. They will see that you are preserved. And they will acknowledge in these last days. And some who will acknowledge, that will be a means of them returning. That will be a means of salvation. That will be a means of them being saved because they acknowledge that I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Many are looking in the wrong direction. Many are looking to a mirage. Many are listening to the spirit and voice of this age and proclaiming that it is of my spirit. But I will open the eyes of the blind, And they will understand in these last days, says the Lord. For many at present are confused. Many do not know which way to go. Many are confused by the voices that proclaim my name. But I, the Lord, have raised up a banner, a standard against the powers of darkness. And nothing will prevail against you and against what I am doing. For it has been decreed before the foundation of the earth. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. For he will come. He will be faithful. And you know he is faithful, because you know that none could stand, none could be here, none would even be here this day, says the Lord, if it were not for my Spirit and my seal upon your life. Rest in me this day, says the Lord.